Now, we've known for some time that it's possible if there's a history of a disease such as breast cancer in your family, you can have a test to see if you carry the gene and take preventative measures. Angelina Jolie hit the headlines when she had a double mastectomy and had her ovaries removed when she confirmed that she had inherited a gene which had affected three women in her family, including her mother. The demand for testing rose. But what motivates someone who knows the history is there but chooses not to have the test? Well, Renee Maguire's mother has had breast cancer and her sister died from it 13 years ago. Emma East is 25 and she told me about her family's history of motor neurone disease.
My grandfather had motor neurone disease when I was three and he passed away a few years later. And then my mother in 2009 was diagnosed with the disease and passed away 8 months after that. She had a very aggressive form of the disease. They usually give 2 to 5 years and it was a lot quicker for her. As far as we know, they're the only two people in my family that have had it. But the consultants I've spoken to have largely said that's probably because there wasn't the same diagnostic testing, you know, further along the line that there was now. Even with my grandfather, there was a bit of discrepancy as to whether he'd actually had motor neurone disease or another neurological disorder.
Knowing that such a thing is in your history, why have you decided, when a test is available, not to have it?
Specifically with motor neurone disease and the genes that can cause the genetic form of the disease, they don't know all of them, so they know approximately 70% of the genes that cause the genetic mutation. So the consultants I spoke to basically said to me that there wasn't going to be a definitive answer either way, that I could get ruled out or ruled positive for the genes that they know of, but even if it was negative for all of those genes, there's nothing to say that there isn't another gene. They also said that even if I was positive for one of those genes, they don't know that that definitely means I would develop the disease. So basically, although they do offer the test in certain circumstances, there was never going to be a definitive answer, and that largely was the reason I decided against it.
Renee, what is your history of breast cancer in the family?
My sister was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 30, and she passed away 11 months later after diagnosis. And then almost 10 years to the sort of the time that Nicola had been diagnosed, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. And we are now 4 years on, and my mum was very fortunate and lucky, and she's living a very full life off on the golf course a couple of times a week and, you know, fully recovered from that. But she does have two sisters that also have had breast cancer, both of which have been treated and both of which are fully recovered.
Now, we do know that treatments, even for the genetic forms of breast cancer, have improved enormously in recent years. And yet, there is a test that you could have to tell you whether you've inherited the genetic possibility of having it, and you could have preventative surgery. Why have you said no?
With preventative surgery, I'm recently married. I want to have my children. I want to breastfeed. And I feel that that's a very drastic course of action. I also, after my sister passed away, I changed my career. I moved from being a chef to I work heavily in nutrition. I've got a nutrition coaching business where I help people to improve their health through the foods that they eat. And I've chosen to look after my body and be mindful of the foods that I eat every day, as opposed to waiting for illness or waiting for something to happen. So for me, it's more about living a full life and a happy life and not sort of waiting for cancer to come knocking.
Emma, what impact has watching your mother and your grandfather deal with this? It is a terrible disease, motor neurone disease. What effect has that had on the way you live your life?
Both my mother and my grandfather died at very young ages. My mother was only 48 and my grandfather was 54. I try not to plan too much for the future. It sounds ridiculous, but people can get motor neurone disease at any age, and if you've got the genetic form, you're actually likely to get it at a younger age. It seems to happen that way. So I try not to plan too far ahead in the future. I kind of do everything for now. I'm training as a stuntwoman for films, and that's largely a career that I've chosen because actually I'm less afraid of things happening, you know, breaking bones or anything, because actually I think if I'm only going to be here for another 15 years, another 20 years, I might as well go all out. I had my children at a very young age, specifically because I was only 19 when my mum passed away, and I thought, if this does happen to me and I'm, you know, the same age as my mother, I want my children to be as old as possible to be able to deal with it and not be as young as I was. So I had my oldest when I was 20 and I had twins when I was 22. Everything that I do with them, I think, is very much kind of always preparing them. I try and make them as independent as possible. I don't want them to be too dependent on me, because I'm very aware that at some point they might. And my parents did that unintentionally with myself, and it's largely helped me with dealing with both my parents passing away, that I can cope with situations very well. I think if I'd been very dependent on them, that would have been harder. I think specifically with motor neurone disease, there is no cure. There is no significant treatment available. And the pill that they do offer you when you are suffering with it, actually the side effects are often worse than the benefits. So most people with motor neurone disease decide not to take it. It is a horrible disease, and it was really traumatic seeing Mum pass away from it. I was too young to see the effects of it with my grandfather. But I think it has just made me realise that you can't plan really that far ahead. And, you know, as much as the cliche, live in the moment, I very much do that. That the decisions I make I tend not to look further than a couple of years ahead in the future, and I just look for now.
And how careful, Renee, are you to check your breasts? I know you did have a lump at one point. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, I check my breasts on a regular basis, you know, maybe once every 3 to 4 weeks. So I'm really familiar with my breasts. And I did get a lump. Strangely, it was exactly the same place as my sister and my mum's lump. So it does send alarm bells ringing. And we had it biopsied and it was just a cyst, but it had actually been drained. And within a week, it was back again. So I did do a lot of research. I read about hormonal imbalances. I wanted to identify with what was happening with my body and why was there a lump there? Had it manifested because of sort of deep-seated concerns that I've got about my breasts? Or, you know, was there something else there? I did recognise that with stress and with when you're stressed, your body uses your cortisol hormone and our body can flood with estrogen. And obviously that can formulate in a cyst in the body or a lump, as we identify it. So when I recognised that it'd come back again and maybe it was stress-related, I did a detox and cleanse, and I ate very clean living, and within a couple of weeks it was gone.
Now, you said that you want to have children. How does it affect your attitude to having children, knowing you may pass on an inheritable condition?
It actually doesn't affect me too much, simply because I see people from day to day with illnesses, and, you know, I coach people in nutrition and how they can improve on those illnesses. People with diabetes that have been struggling and then suddenly their diabetes is improving a lot. And I do sort of look at the world around us. 1 in 3 at the moment will get cancer. It's moving up to 1 in 2. And so I kind of think that obviously there's improvements made in medicine all of the time. And I think if you focus your attention on something that you fear, you know, if I fear of passing something on to my children, then I wouldn't get on with my life. And, you know, my husband's mother had bowel cancer 20 years ago. And, you know, neither of us sort of sit there thinking, oh, what if this could happen to our children? Because the chances are it could happen to any Joe in the street.
Renee Maguire and Emma East.